this is some humble shit, you know what I'm saying? Nigga just trying to hold tight out here, man, and hold some respect and some decency out here. Anyway, I got a nigga from Los Angeles writing a Ball Smack Top Soil. He say, Ball Smack, I'm a nigga out here doing the right thing, working hard, trying to live good. I've been living with my bitch for a few months, and everything has been good up until recently. The other night, this bitch went out with some of her ratchet friends from her job, and them bitches stayed out all night. Now, in the morning on GP, when she wasn't at the crib, I called her, and one of her friends answered the phone, which is the very first time some shit like that happened to me. I tried to keep composed. I asked where was my girl, and this bitch said she was asleep and wouldn't get up. So I got off the phone heated, and my bitch didn't come home till damn near noon on some super burnout shit. I let this shit go. I didn't blow my top. Balls, Mac, I feel like a sucker. How do I check this shit? Is there a good solution? I'm not sure if she was out there fucking, but I feel disrespected.
I'ma tell you what the fuck happened. Boss Mike can tell you the solution. Now, speak, remind everybody that I am a side nigga. Let's remind the waves about that. I am the official boyfriend number two. And I see this with my own eyes, nigga. When I'm with bitches and I'm fucking with a girl, right? That got a nigga. When something happened to her boy or her fucking phone ring, they do this shit like clockwork, nigga. She automatically passed the phone to her homegirl, and her homegirl answers the phone and tell who's ever looking for the bitch that I'm fucking that she's not available, and she's gonna call you back. Nigga, she fucked somebody else, bro. It's simple as that, bro. If, let me just put it to you like this. There was niggas involved. There was fucking niggas involved, bro. If it was the bitch that answered the phone and your bitch in the same room together by themselves, and say your girl was really asleep, I promise you, bro, you gonna call, and then she's gonna push her bitch. Bitch, your nigga calling right now. She's gonna make sure her homegirl answer the phone, because she don't want her homegirl to get in trouble. Because if her homegirl get in trouble, she's not gonna be able to hang with it as much. It's all like a little catrice. It's broken down to a science. Just keep up with me, though. Just keep up with me. I promise you, if they was really by herself, your girl would have answered that phone, or her homegirl would have made sure she answered that phone so she won't get in trouble by her nigga, because she feel like she's being a good homegirl by doing that. I promise. I swear to God, she was fucking with some niggas, bro. If you, I promise you, I just put it all out there, bro. And if you just follow everything I just said, detail inch by inch, bro, I promise you, you'll understand what the fuck I'm talking about. Hey, Boss Mac, how you feeling?
Hey, man, you know what? You know, once things don't go the way they supposed to go, it's always foul play. You feel me? It's always foul play, you know. It's just foul play.
Wish we had a drum or some clapping hands.
It's just foul play right off the top. Now, yes. How you choose to deal with the foul play? That's where we at with it. Yeah. What are you willing to do?
We know it's foul play.
Where
we
do you stand
that
with a bitch? Are you like,
what you go do about it?
Are you like, I love this bitch, I'm trying to keep it going, what happened? How did I lose the way? Something happened and the way was lost, because a bitch wouldn't have did it if it was like high levels of respect and all of that. That shit just wouldn't happen.
Right.
So the way is lost. So it's, do you really want to keep a bitch? Is you trying to keep a bitch? I would have to live by myself. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't live with no bitch that was doing them type of activities. No. Not saying that I would completely dismiss the bitch from my life, let me focus right there. But I would have to live by myself. I couldn't live with no bitch like that. I mean, so as long as you live there with a bitch like that and that type of shit is happening, you's a sucker. You living with a lot of suckerism. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if, you know what I'm saying? And that's the beginning. If that was the first time, then that's the beginning of the, that's like a new process being established. You know, we,
right.
I'm going out and I might not be, you might not be able to get in contact with me. You know what I'm saying? So maybe a bitch is living with you for convenience. Like it's like cheaper on her or something. Maybe you pay all the rent or some shit like that, man. I don't know what the scenario is for you. You know what I'm saying? But if, okay, if Boss Mac Topsoil was living with a bitch like that and that type of shit happened, I wouldn't even be mad. I would just be like, I can't live with you no more. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta get on after that.
It's all good. I carry on, bitch. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I can't, it's impossible for me to know everything. As long, you know what I'm saying?
Deuces, bitch. My mama.
I go another, so you gotta move go out, another, man. Like,
I go another slogan. Deuces, bitch.
Deuces, but you know what? And you know the nigga. Okay. Boogaloo.
Uh-huh.
The nigga that wrote that song for Chris Brown. You know, I can have that nigga in here. We need to, we can interview
yeah,
that
the
nigga.
Little dark skin.
You think he worthy to talk to him?
Yeah, let's see what he's doing. We ain't heard from him.
Because he got kicked to the curb by Chris Brown. Chris Brown shitted on him. And he ain't been able to get money since. You feel me?
Well, let's
the
inside. Let's get him in here.
You gotta get him in here, man. I'm gonna have him come through, man.
Let's get the inside.
Okay, I got one more.